Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a very much anticipated, apparently, discussion is going to be happening with Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden. Apparently, Putin wanted to speak to Joe Biden, maybe get some advice on his fantastic foreign policy. I don't know. Can't surmise why Putin would want to talk to him, but we are guessing it has to do with the troop buildup. And as you know, predictions have been flowing. Our predictions yesterday think that when that, you know, obviously it's not, doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that there's going to be some movement along that border between Russia and Ukraine, as well as some sort of movement between China and Taiwan. The timing is right. They don't seem to fear America. They don't think they're going to, their power is going to be unchecked. So it's kind of a very nerve-wracking time. But interestingly, I've been noticing something. Whenever I notice something, I kind of clue you guys in. So every now and then, I would hear, you would hear it throughout the Trump administration, people would say, oh, I miss Obama, you know, probably on the Democratic or liberal side. But then I noticed with Biden, you saw both Republicans and Democrats say, I miss Obama. This is both Republicans and Democrats go, I miss Obama. And so when you see a Republican say, I miss Obama, that is pretty, that is pretty strong for saying, look, you know, I would take President Obama over Joe Biden. If you see a Democrat say it, that's even stronger. That's even more emphatic that your current president, you're not happy with. And I'm starting to see a trend where I think people are starting to get away from the Let's Go Brandon, because Let's Go Brandon became very controversial. And remember what Let's Go Brandon was. Brandon Brown was won a NASCAR race. I'm not exactly sure what race it was. But when crowds, which have been happening in multiple sports arenas in the background, have been screaming blank Joe Biden with the F word, the newscaster couldn't obviously broadcast cuss words, so she immediately tried to cover it up by saying, you see, they're saying, let's go Brandon. So I think it was an ESPN reporter, and so people made a joke of that, going, yeah, right, Let's Go Brandon is a cleaner term for blank Joe Biden. The problem is Let's Go Brandon has now caused multiple controversy. You have people being canceled, you have others throwing it at, you know, Biden's face when he's talking to kids, you know, for that one little Christmas episode they did. You even have Brandon Brown, the NASCAR driver, in kind of hot water, and he's like, I had nothing to do with it. I was just being interviewed, and the crowd was, he had nothing to do with it. And so I'm starting to see that I miss Obama might be the more softer, less controversial replacement, but also not without its strategy. So, you know, Obama, that ended, 2016. Trump comes in. Okay? People might have joked about Obama. They still talk about Obamacare. But Obama's starting to become a fleeting memory. Well, his wife, I believe, is going to be eventually wanting to run for politics. Even though they always say no, just like Hillary Clinton said no, they all say no. I think Michelle Obama is going to want to eventually throw her hat in the ring, and she could be very, very successful. She's very highly revered, very intelligent, very, very well liked, and so she has, I think, a fantastic opportunity if the Democrats choose to use her in future elections. I'm not sure if they would do that for 2024, because that would mean that they failed on Kamala Harris or they failed on Joe Biden, so I'm not exactly sure. But the I Miss Obama might be the moderate Democrats' way of saying, look, we might have messed up, and we could either double down or we can slowly bring back, you know, a family legacy that was more popular. And so just be on the lookout for that, because that's what I think is coming up next. And again, I really don't like to be in this whole predictions or conspiracy thing or whatever, but I do like to see trends and grassroots initiatives before they start. And when you see Democrats go, I Miss Obama, and it might allow with the midterms, how they call people Trumpers or Reaganites or whatever. One of the more successful people in the Democratic Party was Obama, even though I think Obamacare was the biggest cluster. He was still more successful than other Democratic presidents. And Bill Clinton, the Clinton legacy, starting to fall a little bit, especially with all this questioning of what's happening with Jeffrey Epstein, and will Maxwell bring up, you know, prior connections, and will it link to the Clinton family? So I think, you know, because the Democrats aren't going to be pulling up the Kennedys and things like that, it's going to be the Obamas. So when you hear I Miss Obama, it might seem kind of lighthearted and go, okay, yeah, a lot of people are missing the Obama years compared to the Biden years. Realize that that is probably the next initiative. That's the next political grassroots, if that's the proper term for it. So it'll be interesting. In terms of what Putin wants to do today, and we're going to keep you guys posted, apparently this is going to be the second call between Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin. Hopefully Joe Biden's microphone will be working, because everybody made a big deal about that. And honestly, guys, pick your poison. All right, you know, there's other things to criticize, so just let him at least get on the phone. I don't think it's going to be videotaped. I don't think it's going to be broadcast, so I don't believe we're going to hear the conversation. But apparently the White House said Biden wants to make clear that a diplomatic path remains open to resolving tensions as Moscow has stepped up demands that the West guarantee that it does not allow Ukraine to join NATO. So 100,000 Russian troops are now stationed near the border of Ukraine. So obviously people are expecting some sort of an invasion. Why Putin wants to speak to Biden is, I mean, he doesn't need Biden's permission. If he's going to do what he wants, he's going to do what he wants. But maybe he's trying to make it look like he's being diplomatic. So it's not a good sign at all. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I'm kind of looking some things up here. I am a little confused, and when I am a little confused, I share that with you too. Okay, it's just one of those things where I'm not going to be shy about it. I'm a little, you know, it makes me, I think, a little bit more humble. Don't expect me to always have all the answers, because I don't. But it's just, I'm wondering if I'm missing something. And I sometimes turn to you guys as my listeners to kind of give me some direction. Not direction on the show. I know where you guys want me to take the show. And please, we're going to keep it clean. But in terms of, maybe you guys have a little bit more insight than I. So one of the headlines today is that Israel has documented the first case of flu rona. My Sharona. No, flu rona, meaning a case of somebody having both flu and COVID. Now, I might be confused, but haven't we had flu coronavirus co-infections for a while? In fact, didn't we report that there were already deaths from people that had not only COVID, but COVID plus flu and COVID plus pneumonia? The CDC reports that in their flu view. So I'm a little confused why this is a headline, and Israel is usually on top of it. I mean, Israel is, if anything is going to happen with something infectious disease-wise, Israel has been kind of one of the first to report it. So I'm not sure why this is a headline. So this comes out of Jerusalem. Israel had documented the first case of flu rona, a simultaneous coronavirus and influenza virus infection reported by the Yediot. And the double infection was first identified in a woman this week at Rabin Medical Center in Ikilov in Petach Tikva. Sorry. Hope I'm pronouncing it right. My father would be mad if I mispronounce it, but it's Petach Tikva. According to the hospital, the new mother, who is not vaccinated against flu or COVID, is feeling well, expected to be discharged. So the health ministry is examining the case. The case is mild. It's a flu and COVID infection. We had it last year. Am I missing something? I'm looking at the date. This is December 30th, 2021. So that came out today. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure why this was something that was. We have had flu and coronavirus co-infection, I thought, from the beginning. Now, the flu obviously was a milder season last year. We still had cases of flu. We still had my previous students who were currently residents were like, yeah, we're taking care of patients. They're both positive for flu and COVID. Not to the degree that we would have expected during a very robust flu season in the past, but yeah. So I'm just a little confused. Now, again, Israel, I'm a big fan of their research, big fan, obviously, of, you know, how they, you know, get us some of the latest and the greatest in terms of what's been happening with the vaccines and what's been happening with COVID. But this is odd that is it that we're trying to go viral now with flu rona? Is that what we're trying to do? We're supposed to be, is that supposed to be the new name, the flu rona? I don't like it. It's better than Coro-U or Corona-Lu. You could call it Corona-Lu, flu rona or Corona-Lu. Which do you prefer? I don't know. I know people call it the Rona. I don't know if I'm into that either. It just seems so 70s to me, you know? My Sharona. So I am noticing a very big disparity in people knowing what they have, people knowing what to do in terms of treatment, and the attention that should be given onto flu. Now, I told you guys this last year. The big mistake we were making is everything was all about COVID, and we didn't have any medication for COVID. We have some medication for flu that we could use to try to limit the course of the illness, but somebody calls on telemedicine saying, I have flu, you know, or I have COVID. How the heck do I know? And we are not supposed to be using Tamiflu or other flu medications for coronavirus. We know those don't seem to work. And some people are like, Dr. Dahlia, yeah, who cares? Just throw everything at them, whatever they want, whatever they can, you know, whatever will work. You don't understand. All right. This H5N1 avian flu has been kind of lurking around. Have you guys been keeping an eye on that? Apparently Israel had to, I think, call millions of birds, and we hear every now and then that millions of birds or chickens or whatever are getting killed because of H5N1. H5N1 keeps coming up. It is a bird flu that I believe has been identified in humans, but even though a human could get it from a bird, we technically have not, I don't believe, solidified the ability for it to go from human to human. It's just a mutation away, though. And so, if I remember correctly, when we had previous bird flu outbreaks or avian flu illnesses, Tamiflu was what we would use as humans. And there was a shortage of Tamiflu. Now, I don't want any resistance happening with Tamiflu or Xofluza or any of these flu medications that are out there that we could use for possibly a future H5N1. So I want to know that if somebody has the flu that was swabbed. I understand there's a COVID test kit shortage, but I don't believe we're short on flu test kits because they were geared up for the 2019-2020 season and then the 2021. And now here we are 21 to 22. We should have plenty of flu test kits. If not, somebody's sleeping on the job. So maybe the good to this flu-rona thing, even though we know that COVID and flu can co-infect, maybe what's good to it, good about it, is it reminds us that we probably better test for both. I even suggested that last year that all testing centers during the flu season test for both COVID and flu, because if somebody's COVID negative and flu positive, we could already initiate the antiviral. But also, I don't want people calling into telemedicine saying, I have the flu, give me Tamiflu. They don't, and we're now wasting it. And on top of that, we are building up resistance. We don't have many antivirals. I think we've all established that. And when we do look at the antiviral activity of ivermectin, fluvoxamine, Benadryl, silver, we get called anti-vaxxers, right-wing, whatever people want to call a person who's trying to say, wait, can you kind of look at some of these other studies? So if we at all, and it is being predicted that the H5N1 might be our next pandemic, please don't screw with the Tamiflu, okay? That is, yeah, don't screw with the Tamiflu. So what do you do if you have a co-infection with COVID and flu? Well, if you do, you will be given the antiviral, either Xofluza or Tamiflu for flu. And then in terms of COVID, if the COVID is mild, it'll kind of just make its way out. I mean, in fact, you know, mild COVID, if there's any silver lining, it will hopefully give you that hybrid immunity where in addition to your artificial immunity from vaccines, you get that natural immunity and then you get this super hybrid immunity that they've been talking about. And another study just came out saying that's probably some of the best immunity out there. Not that I want anybody to get this on purpose. I don't trust the virus, but if you get it, that's the silver lining, if there is one. But right now, anybody who's had mild COVID or mild flu, it's mild. Can a co-flu, co-COVID kill you? Yes, because we've had CDC reported deaths already on flu and flu-related COVID. I can't pull up the number. I had it, I think we talked about it. I thought it was about like 1,600 about a few months ago. So I apologize. I don't have it ready to go. And of course, the Dr. Dahlia Show news team is still sleeping. They are, you know, at home. Yeah, don't ask. So once I get that, I'll tell you. But I mean, we've had, that's been an issue already. We've had flu and COVID co-infections. Now, another thing we have to also keep in mind is you got to get your pneumonia shot, the pneumonia vaccine. The one complication we're seeing with flu, what kills you when you get the flu? It's not the flu that kills you, it's the pneumonia. So, you know, and your risk of heart attack and your risk of stroke. So we don't want you to get flu. We don't want you to get COVID. We don't want you to get the pneumonia. So that's why vaccines for all three seem to be ideal. I know you guys are like sick of the whole vaccine thing, but we're still recommending vaccines for flu, COVID, and pneumonia. But flu itself, just like, you know, COVID, you could get COVID virus, but what kills you from COVID? Well, it's your immune system build up that cytokine storm, and your immune response is what kills you with the fluid in the lungs. Also, coronavirus could induce you to have blood clots, could also induce heart attack, myocarditis, Guillain-Barré, stroke. So the virus itself, it's your body's response. And that's why we've been vaccinated, because we're trying to control your body's response to it at the same time trying to fight it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell was convicted Wednesday of luring teenage girls to be sexually abused by American money man Jeffrey Epstein. The verdict topped off a month-long trial. The exploitation of girls as young as 14 was brought to the court's attention. Four women testified they were abused as teens in the 1990s and early 2000s at Epstein's homes in Florida, New York, and New Mexico. Hong Kong police announced Thursday they formally charged two people with conspiracy to publish seditious publications, a day after a raid on Stan News offices that had been denounced by Secretary of State Tony Blinken. Hong Kong police said in a statement after the raid that the officers had a warrant authorizing them to search and seize relevant journalistic materials. One of those arrested, pro-democracy activist Denise Ho.
China is preventing our democracy at all costs. The one country, two systems is nearing its death.
This is USA Radio News. As the federal government continues to ignore COVID-19's natural immunity by not keeping any records, Sarah Palin, former Alaska governor and 2008 vice presidential running mate to the late Senator John McCain, speaks up for natural immunity.
Those of us who have had COVID, they're telling us that even though we've had it and we have natural immunity now, that we still have to get a shot. And it'll be over my dead body that I'll have to get a shot. I will not do it.
Ms. Palin doubles down last night on Newsmax.
I hearken back to 10, 12 years ago when all that hate and that rhetoric was just flying at me. It's a repeat of that just because of what I said, that I'm not going to let government tell me what I have to inject into my body. I, though, have natural immunity, and Fauci and everybody else had told us, right? We're like 27 times more immune, more protected than just getting immunization and having not had COVID.
USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. And this was an interesting question I got from Scott. Did I get any Christmas presents that I didn't like that I would want to refund and take back? And I didn't get a lot of Christmas presents this year, so it's okay. Got a lot of chocolate from people. My kids, my husband got me those earbuds. Actually, he got me new headphones. He got me some earbuds, the iBuds, iPhone, iBuds. But my son also got me earbuds, the Jib Jab buds. I don't really know what they're called. So I have a bunch of earbuds, which is really, really good because I use them for work. And then I don't really remember. I know that I got a really beautiful scarf from my son's girlfriend's mom and some cool stuff. So I'm not going back to refund anything or take anything, you know, or return anything. But if you guys did have to return something, there's a kind of an interesting, not so good for stores, but this might actually benefit you. I am hearing that trying to process unwanted Christmas returns is so expensive for online retailers that they might just let you keep it as well as give you the refund. You know, I noticed that with Amazon once. I'm like, okay, you guys gave me the wrong thing. I had wanted vitamins, but I wanted gummies, and they didn't send me the gummies. So they sent me the tablets, and I'm like, I got to send this back. They're like, just keep it. And then they gave me the refund. I'm like, yeah, but I really don't want these. You know, so I was like, do I donate them? What do I do? And I realized they're just too busy. They probably don't have enough staff. They probably saved them money just going, here, let's just give you the refund. Now, again, don't take advantage of that because I want to, if I really have to refund something with Amazon, do it. But this was an interesting article from Daily Mail saying, processing unwanted Christmas returns are too expensive. It's become so expensive. And according to returns processor Optoro, returning a $50 item costs an average of $33, up 59% from 2020, when it cost around $13.53 to do so. So, I mean, it almost doubled, maybe tripled, in order to do this. So a bunch of retailers are telling shoppers to just keep the unwanted gift rather than return it. Now, that doesn't mean if you have a Nintendo or a Oculus or whatever, you're going to, you know, get the hundreds of dollars in refund and keep it. But if it's something small, I think you might be able to keep it. According to CBRE Supply Chain, about 3 in 10 online purchases get returned. Many big retailers already analyze shoppers they suspect of gaming the system by making too many returns or buying goods in the hope of getting to keep them and receive a refund, and attempting to exploit the strange system could result in people being banned from shopping with certain retailers. And I agree, if you're going to try to take advantage, no. But, I have to admit, it is a pain in the butt when you have something and it's wrong. And then I have to find a place to send it back or repackage it. And I can't tell you how many times I just took it in the pants and didn't get the refund or even try because it was too much trouble. So it's kind of nice that there might be that window of opportunity. And let's talk about gifts that stink. How many of you guys got gifts that you didn't want? Interesting. One of you, when I've been talking about gifts that people like that can rock, you know, for Christmas, one of you asked me about the white elephant. I think it's called the white elephant. I think that's where, and I've done this before, where if you have too big office of coworkers or too big an office of family, it's kind of like a Secret Santa, but more fun. But I think there's some problems with it, which is why I don't do the white elephant. So going back a step, Secret Santa was where there were 20 of you in the family or 20 of you in an office. And they're like, look, okay, you are going to get one family member and have to buy a gift for that one family member. And I think what it is you pick a name out of a hat. You know who you're buying the gift for, so you know what they're going to want. But you don't know who's getting you your gift, and it's a Secret Santa. So then Christmas time or holiday party, everybody gives their Secret Santa gift. And hopefully it's really, really cool. So Bob in accounting might be giving it to Bill, and it's neat. Well, what has kind of replaced Secret Santa is white elephant, I guess. A white elephant is where you buy, everybody kind of does a gift for like a certain amount of money, $50, whatever, $20, and then you have, everybody draws a number, and that's the number at which they get to go up and get a gift. And all the gifts are like on this table, or all these gifts are, right? So you don't say you're number one. So you go and you get a gift, and you open it up, and you're like, oh my gosh, I actually like it. This is wonderful. So you go, and then you want to leave, and they go, no, you can't leave. Okay? Because number two now gets to go up there and pick a gift. And if they don't like the gift that they opened up, they have an option of keeping that gift or getting yours. So let's say you have a bottle of scotch. And you're like, but I want this bottle of scotch. And they walked up there and they got a candy cane elf. And they don't want a candy cane elf. They will take your bottle of scotch and now you have a candy cane elf. So now you're sitting there going, wait, bee number one sucks. And then you're like, well, okay. So now what? You know, so number three comes up there, gets a gift. They like their gift. You're still with the candy cane elf. And then number four goes up and you're like, here, do you want this? You want this? And they're like, oh, hell no, I got a bottle of scotch too. So but in addition to you maybe being stuck with a gift you don't like, there's a person in that group that gave that candy cane elf. They see your disappointment. They see you trying to give it up and give it away. And so there's somebody going, well, man, this sucks. Now, I understand a lot of people are like, well, good. Okay, that's the negative feedback they need so they don't, you know, they don't not give a bottle of scotch next time and they know to give a gift that somebody would want. But it's just really embarrassing if nobody wants your gift. And you aren't supposed to go over. You can't, like, you know, bring an Oculus or, like, a new Nintendo or whatever because that's not fair. It has to be within that $50 or $20 range. So it's called the white elephant. And then because it's not online, you really can't take it back, so you come home. So my husband with his group, he has a group of guy friends, with his white elephant, he got, and I thought this was the coolest gift ever. This was the coolest gift. He got a box of nudie cards from the 1940s. Apparently, these were what the soldiers used when they went overseas, because I love antiques and I love stuff from the World War II and World War I, but these were World War II little, like half nudie, just like some movies, of pictures that the soldiers could take with them on their, when they went overseas. And it was, I think, in like a little container, and then there was some Jaeger, and I don't drink Jaeger. But I was like, this, and my husband was like, and the guy that brought the Secret Santa, or the white elephant gift was like, oh man, your wife's gonna kill me. And he's like, you don't understand my wife. This is an antique. And it's a World War II antique, I thought it was the coolest thing. So I posted a picture, but I put my thumb over the boobie, you know, because I didn't want to put the boobie on social media. People were like, that's the coolest thing ever. So, yeah, I have nudie pictures from the 1940s. I you know, they're women, who cares, but it's an antique. So sometimes you also don't realize, you know, you have an antique. I used to do that. I would give an antique gift. And for somebody who's like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing with this. It's a World War II medic case. There's somebody out there going, I want that, I want that, I want that. And then they can't wait till they're number 33. They go up there, get their gift, they go, I don't care, I want the antique. So I like doing that, you know, because even though, you know, you could say, well, wait a second, you know, isn't that much more than, you know, it's a way to give somebody something a little bit more than that. But anyway, so going back to these retailers kind of having issues, if I were you, you know, still be as honest as possible, ethical, say, look, hi, you know, I really want to take this back. I really don't need this extra thing or it's the wrong thing. And there might be a chance they might say, you know what, just keep it or we're going to give you the refund. And so, I, you know, don't take advantage, you know, but that could be pretty cool. So, yeah, I like getting free money. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this has been just the Ghislaine Maxwell. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. Actually, I don't care. She's a piece of work and has been found guilty on five of six counts, may face 65 years of prison. in prison after a Manhattan jury found her guilty yesterday against for trafficking teens to be abused by the late pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Just a horrible, horrible case. I can't look at Jeffrey Epstein. I can't look at her. I can't even talk about this. It's so infuriating. But a unanimous jury has found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty of one of the worst crimes imaginable, facilitating and participating in the sexual abuse of children, according to U.S. Attorney for the Southern District, Damian Williams. Crimes that she committed with a longtime partner and co-conspirator, Jeffrey Epstein. The road to justice has been far too long, but today justice has been done. Now, apparently her team is already appealing, and many, legal pundits have been discussing that her case rests on, well, she's being used as a scapegoat because Jeffrey Epstein is dead. But no, because she would take minors and have them travel not only I think within the country, but out of the country to be a part of these acts, these sex acts. She trafficked. These are crimes that she committed. You know, absolutely guilty as charged. Maxwell is 60 years old. The jurors were polled and affirmed their decision on each count. Maxwell actually drank some water from a Fiji bottle. Oh, they get Fiji water? Oh, Fiji is fantastic. Fiji is like the really yummy water. It's like almost as good as Voss. I'm surprised they get that. That's kind of nice. I haven't had Fiji water in a while. Then she was escorted from the courtroom. She looked at her two sisters and brothers that were seated in the front row. And then Maxwell's family issued a statement saying, "We believe firmly in our sister's innocence, really. We are very disappointed with the verdict. We have already started the appeal tonight, and we believe that she will ultimately be vindicated." There were 6 days of deliberations with a break for Christmas. The jury sent more than a dozen notes and requested the testimony of all four accusers, as well as other witnesses. And the panel also requested office supplies like Post-it notes, white paperboard, and highlighters. Part of me wonders, I don't know if you guys know more about this, is do all the jurors, when it's time for them to deliberate, they want to get home? And they're like, "Guys, guilty, she's guilty, 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 let's go home." And somebody goes, "We can't. If we go home in 2 seconds, there's going to be a poop storm. We have to look like we deliberated." Well, how long do we have to be here? Well, it can't be 2 seconds. And 1 day looks fast. I wonder if they get advised. I don't know. I mean, have any of you sat on a jury like this where they say, "Look, you know, you have to go through these steps," and maybe that's what it is. Rather than somebody saying, "Look, you guys have to make it look like you deliberated for a long period of time," maybe it's, okay, deliberations mean you have to go through these steps. So for the first 2 hours, you guys are going to go through a review of the... that's what I wonder. Because, I mean, I don't understand how it took 6 days. Now, you want a jury to spend the time. You don't want a jury using emotion. That's why when they picked the jury, they had to make sure none were sexual assault victims, traffic victims, you know, could be very objective, as you could be in this horrible situation. But, you know, some of these are such slam dunk cases that you're like, how did it take so many days to deliberate? So prosecutors argue that Maxwell acted as Jeffrey Epstein's madam, recruiting and training four women between 1994 and 2004, and they were teenagers. U.S. Attorney Allison Moe said in closing statements, "Maxwell was dangerous. She manipulated her victims and groomed them. She caused deep and lasting harm to young girls. It's time to hold her accountable." And so three of the women, Jane, Kate, and Caroline, testified under pseudonyms for the first name to protect their privacy. Annie Farmer used her real name. Jane said she met Maxwell and Epstein at a music camp when she was 14, was lured back to his Palm Beach mansion, and then the couple started fondling her. She testified that she was 17, or Kate testified she was 17, when Maxwell introduced her to Epstein and asked her to give Epstein a sexual massage. Carolyn testified that she met Epstein and Maxwell when she was 14. She was paid to give massages and to recruit friends that were her age or younger. "The abuse ended when she turned 18. That's when I realized I was too old." Now, Annie Farmer is 42 years old. She met Maxwell when she was 16 and in high school. Her older sister worked for Epstein. The couple flew her to his New Mexico ranch, and then they fondled and then went into some sexual activity. And so, you know, you look at this, and I think one of the scariest things is there's other cases out there, not only with Maxwell and Epstein, but probably a bunch of other couples. I mean, this is, sex with a minor sadly happens too many times, and these minors are being either lured or they're talked into something else, or they're afraid, or they're too embarrassed to say no, or they need money, or that, you know, we're under the assumption that, okay, you know, we found one, that's just it, or other people are like, oh no, we won't get caught. When people do this, they don't even realize sometimes that what they're doing is evil. They think, look, we're into this, you know, they're consenting. These people are saying yes. That's why they're using the terms lure. And even though you're under, when you're trafficked, you're not consenting. And they're making money, or they're this, we're, and it's something up on the up and up. And it's not. It's not. And people try to justify it. And so bad things like this, I think, happen. I think they're probably even happening now, while we're even speaking of it. And how do you find these people? How do you find these pedophiles? How do you find these madams? Or these people that are, I don't know if madam is even the right word, they're calling her that, but, you know, the ones that are the recruiters for the trafficking. Yeah, how do you find these people? And what really, really stinks is a lot of young women will, and teenage girls will look to older women as mentors. And I can't tell you how many times I thought an older woman was somebody I could trust, and they turned out to be one of the worst things for me. And you know, you know, this was a design. This was a choreography. This was intent. And Jeffrey Epstein can't walk up to a teenager, but a strong, successful woman apparently could. And so you just wonder how often this is happening on the high school level, middle school level, grade school level, sports level. What the heck is going on? Just like with the, was it Nasser, the OB-GYN for the Olympics, who was assaulting kids, the athletes. I mean, I had two different doctors at two different times very inappropriately touch me. I never made a case. I was too afraid to. But there are people out there that do this all the time. They're both dead now, so but I was young, and I was like, that didn't seem right. I told you guys about those stories. And, you know, hopefully she gets what she deserves. I know there's been a lot of talk that she might be able to reduce her sentence by bringing up names. And some of the names of some of the people could be very high profile. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.